Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 24th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we finish the book of Revelation. We will pick up in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 6, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your fellow prophets and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.' Then he told me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in the scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen." And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." Now let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. Today we start a new book, the book of Zechariah. And as always, I know you get tired of hearing me say this, but I cannot commend highly enough the Bible Project videos. The one on Zechariah is about 8 minutes long, and he talks about the idea that Zechariah writes to a people after they return from Babylon to Jerusalem, so after the exile. And today in the introduction, this is a challenge to his generation not to be like their ancestors. Now, the book, as the Bible Project video says, is kind of a wild ride. There are non-linear flows to the book and glimpses of God at work, but it's through all these visions and imagery. So we'll do the best that we can and maybe each day try to get our bearings before we read the passage. So today we'll start with Zechariah chapter 1. Verses 1 through 6, and in my Bible, the title says, A Call to Return to the Lord. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your ancestors now? And the prophets, do they live forever? But did not my words and my decrees, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your ancestors? Then they repented and said, The Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I love Psalm 131. It is one of my very favorites in the book of Psalms. And the beautiful image of a weaned child just sitting with his mother is just so beautiful to me. Verse 2 says, But I have calmed and quieted myself. I think sometimes my mind just races and I try to figure out everything about the Lord. And there are many, many things about the Lord that continue to be a mystery for me and for anyone who is a student of God's Word. And so I just take this psalm as a consolation that God is present with me and I can come to Him as a weaned child comes to its mother, content and not fussy and worried that she's going to leave. I can come to him relaxed and assured of his provision for me. And so I just want to end on that note and just thank you for listening along and just ask that the Lord would bless us throughout this day. I'm going to pray this blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 over us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.